Page 66. Ban Sanghai. Ban Sanghai village is 20 kilometers upstream. You can stop there on the way to the Baku Caves. The name of the village translates as making wine pots. The villagers here make lao lao. This is a kind of lao whiskey. They grow sticky rice in the rainy season and make lao whiskey in the dry season. They ferment the sticky rice in water with yeast. Some of the bottles of whiskey for sale have snakes and scorpions in them. They are believed to make you healthy and strong. They also sell textiles and other souvenirs. Datse Waterfall. This waterfall is an hour from Luangpabang. You must take a tuk-tuk and then a short boat ride to the waterfall. The water flows over limestone into beautiful blue pools. It is especially beautiful during the rainy season. During the dry season, there is not much water. Guangxi Waterfall. The waterfall is around a one-hour drive from Luangpabang. It is around 65 kilometers from town. It is also possible to go by boat. The road goes through rice fields, mountains, and villages. The water at the waterfall is clear. It falls over limestone formations. Much of the limestone formations, however, collapsed several years ago. There are still nice places to swim, and the views are beautiful. There are picnic spots, public toilets, and changing rooms. You can buy some food there. You can swim in some of the pools. Please dress modestly. There is a tiger called Pet and black bears. They were rescued from poachers. You can give a donation to support endangered species. Henry Mahut's grave. Henry Mahut is the first Westerner to see Angkor Wat. He died of malaria in 1861 when he was 35 years old. He was living in Luangpabang at that time. The grave is not too interesting, but the scenery around the Namkhon River is nice. There is a great picnic spot, but you must bring your own food and drinks.